Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hello, friends. You're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. I'm getting very excited about an upcoming beach vacation. I'll be spending a couple of weeks with family and friends in both North Carolina and South Carolina. So by the time you hear this show, I'm probably on my way. You are probably familiar with the idea that home ownership is the, quote, American dream. While taking out a new mortgage to buy a home can be a great financial move, there is no guarantee that you'll always come out ahead. Renting can also be a smart way to build wealth if you follow some guidelines. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And no matter which side of the buy versus rent debate you're on, it's wise to carefully consider the benefits of each. And I've been a renter and a homeowner. So in this post, I'm going to review the main pros and cons for owning and renting a home so you'll know which option makes you richer. As always, you'll find the notes for this and every show with links to the resources that I mentioned and also the full archive of podcasts. They're over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 552 called Buy or Rent a Home? Which option really makes you richer? And before we get into the content for today's show, I just wanted to take a second to thank those of you who have submitted ratings and reviews in Apple Podcasts. If you haven't done that already, take a second to do it on the app on your phone. It is so easy and literally will take you a second. I just wanted to thank the most recent review that comes from Ava's Graham. He or she says, this is a great resource for any level of financial knowledge. Laura Adams covers one topic in a direct, no-nonsense manner. It's so refreshing to not have to listen to a bunch of drivel since Laura gets right down to the nitty-gritty. Thank you, Laura. Well, thank you for that review. That's one of many that have come in, and I really appreciate all of your support. And I read all of your reviews. They also help new listeners find the show. So I want to thank you in advance for just taking a second to do that. All right, let's start by understanding four ways that financing a home can allow you to become wealthier. The first one is building equity. This is the first major attraction of buying your home. So if you're not familiar with equity, it's the difference between a property's market value and what you owe on it. For instance, if your home is appraised at $300,000 and your mortgage balance is $250,000, then you have $50,000 in equity. If you have a fixed rate mortgage, each payment you make is made up of a principal portion and an interest portion, and the amounts of each change over time. So each monthly payment helps you automatically grow richer because you reduce your outstanding loan balance by a slightly larger amount, and this is called amortization. In other words, with every amortizing mortgage payment, you own a little bit more of your home and owe less. However, there are home loans that don't amortize, such as an interest-only mortgage. So building equity through your loan only works when you've got a fixed-rate mortgage. And the benefit of having home equity is that you can cash it out by selling your home, or you could tap a portion of it by refinancing your mortgage or getting a home equity line of credit. The second way that owning a home can make you richer is having appreciation. For instance, if you buy a home for $300,000 and then the value increases to $375,000 over time, you've built $75,000 of additional equity. Historically, real estate has been an excellent long-term investment. But I have to say, there's no guarantee that a home's value will go up or that it will appreciate as quickly as you'd like. If you bought a home back in 2007 and you had to sell it in 2010, that was when the bubble burst. You probably took a very upsetting loss because the value of your home went down. But if your home value goes up at the same time that you're paying down your mortgage, that's a powerful way to build wealth. So owning real estate gives you the opportunity to grow richer from price appreciation, from paying down your mortgage, or from doing both. In contrast, paying rent is a pure out-of-pocket expense. The third way you grow rich from owning real estate is cutting your taxes. To incentivize homeownership, the government created tax breaks to reduce the total amount of tax you must pay. Here are five expenses that are tax deductible every year that you itemize deductions on your tax return. The first is mortgage interest. This is deductible on up to $750,000 of debt on a primary or a secondary residence. And this is for taxpayers who file jointly. If you file as a single person, you get to deduct interest on $375,000 of debt. The second expense is home equity loan interest. This is also deductible, and it's included in the $750,000 limit that I just mentioned. But you have to use this money to buy, build, or improve your property in order for it to be deductible. Now, you can use home equity for personal reasons, like paying off a credit card or paying for college, but that does not make it eligible for a tax deduction. So again, for that home equity loan interest to be deductible, it's got to be used on the property that secures that money. All right, the third expense are points, and these are certain upfront charges and prepaid interest that you pay for a mortgage. If you're eligible to deduct all the interest on your mortgage, you're probably also eligible to deduct your mortgage points. The fourth expense are property taxes. These are deductible for up to $10,000 for joint filers or $5,000 for singles. And this limit includes the total of your state, local, and real estate taxes per year. Some states, such as Florida and California, give homeowners a homestead exemption, which further reduces property taxes and typically offers legal protections. And the fifth deductible expense when you're a homeowner is private mortgage insurance, called PMI. This is deductible unless your gross income exceeds certain limits. So it's $109,000 as a joint filer or $54,000 if you file taxes as a single. In addition to these annual tax breaks you get when you own a home, there's an even bigger deduction that comes when you sell a home, which is called the capital gains tax exclusion. This benefit allows you to avoid paying tax on up to $500,000 of profit or up to $250,000 of profit as a single taxpayer, but you must have lived in the home for at least 2 of the previous 5 years before the sale. All these tax incentives are fantastic. However, many costs of homeownership, such as homeowners insurance, homeowners association dues, maintenance, renovations, and local tax assessments, are not deductible. Renters don't get any of these housing-related tax deductions, but they don't have to pay any expenses either, except springing for a renter's insurance policy, which only costs $188 on average per year. And the fourth way that owning a home makes you richer is paying less per month in some areas. So another way that buying a home can make you rich is being able to borrow money at a historically low rate. Right now, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage costs less than 4.5% APR. If you get a $200,000 loan at that rate, your monthly payment is about $1,000. Low interest rates can make owning a home much cheaper than renting, even with additional costs such as homeowners insurance and property taxes. Of course, this is not true in large, expensive cities such as New York or San Francisco, where home prices are notoriously high. And speaking of high prices, an often overlooked benefit of owning a home is that it's a hedge against inflation when you have a fixed rate mortgage. That's because your payment is locked in for the term of your loan. Maybe it's 15 years or 30 years. And that's true no matter what happens to interest rates or what happens in the economy. Rents, well, they could increase during periods of inflation, but a fixed mortgage cannot go up. Owning a comparable home becomes more affordable when prices rise. If you use your additional discretionary income wisely, that can help you grow rich. Now let's talk about renting. You probably know that places to rent come in all shapes and sizes. You've got single-family country houses to high-rise studio apartments in the city. There are landlords and management companies offering rentals no matter where you want to live. Here are four ways that signing a lease instead of a mortgage can make you richer.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, here are four ways that signing a lease instead of a mortgage can make you richer. The first is having flexibility. Having the flexibility to relocate for work or family needs is an often overlooked benefit of renting. Landlords typically require a 12-month lease, but you also may have the option to get a shorter term or to pay month to month. Being able to pick up and go for your company or to take a higher paying job could go a long way toward making you richer. But if you're a homeowner and you want to pull stakes, well, you're usually stuck until you sell the property or find a reliable tenant to help you pay the mortgage. Number two, paying less upfront. Another pro for renting is not having many upfront expenses. You typically must pay a security deposit for potential damages, which could be worth a month or two of rent. That's much less than having to fork over a down payment for a home, which is usually at least 3% of the purchase price. I'd say 5 to 10% is more normal, but it's going to depend on where you get a mortgage and your financial and credit situation. You also need to make an earnest money deposit with your purchase offer, and you got to pay closing costs on a home. Plus, the cost to furnish a rental can be much less expensive than a home if the square footage is smaller. Keeping more of your cash may allow you to invest more and to begin growing a nest egg earlier than you could as a homeowner. The third way that renting can make you rich is being insulated from market downturns. Renters stay protected from problems like recessions and real estate bubbles that pop. In fact, renters may come out ahead if rents go down when the economy struggles. Overinflated housing prices can even burst and cause prices to plummet in micro markets, such as certain towns or neighborhoods. Timing and location is everything in real estate. And number four, paying less per month in some areas. Just like this is a benefit to owning, it can also be a benefit to renting. As I previously mentioned, where you live is a big factor in whether renting or owning a home will be cheaper. But no matter what, renters get to skip many expenses that homeowners can't because their landlord is responsible for upkeep on the property. You don't have to worry if your air conditioner stops working or you see water dripping from the ceiling. In addition to money savings, renters save time when a repair is not yours to make. Homeowners have to find the right professional, request bids, make sure the company or person is insured, decide whether to make a homeowner's insurance claim, and take time off from work to manage repairs. All that time and hassle really adds up. But just like many issues in personal finance, the answer to whether you should be a homeowner or not is, it depends. Your financial situation, your goals, and your lifestyle are unique. There's no right or wrong answer, nor is there a cut and dried way to compare the cost of renting to the cost of owning a home, because there are so many variables. Plus, there are non-financial considerations that may tip the scales for you in either direction. On one hand, the pride of owning a home is something many people want to experience. You may yearn to have your own patch of land and space to spread out. The sky's the limit if you want to decorate, remodel, or plant a garden. But getting a mortgage is a big commitment that must fit in with your financial goals, such as investing for retirement and paying down debt. Just because you qualify for a mortgage doesn't mean home ownership is right for you. A good rule of thumb is to never buy a home unless you're certain that you'll live there for at least 5 years. You never know how long that property could take to sell in a pinch. On the other hand, renting can allow you to avoid the cost and hassle of maintenance. If you travel frequently for pleasure or work, it can be easier to leave an apartment vacant than a home that you own. Some apartments offer some really nice on-site services and amenities, such as a 24/7 concierge, dry cleaning pickup, a clubhouse, pool, gym, guest suite, and theater. If you use these amenities regularly, consider what they'd cost if you didn't rent. If renting saves money and reduces stress so you can accomplish your financial objectives, it may be the way to go. The key is investing your savings that you would have spent on a home. But if buying a home has more advantages and you're willing to put down some roots, then owning an affordable home is a terrific goal. I've owned real estate as both a homeowner and an investor for decades, but since I've been living in relatively expensive cities like San Francisco and downtown Austin, I've been renting, and my husband and I really like the freedom that that gives us. So, you know, it really is up to the lifestyle that you choose and the type of amenities that you want. If you decide to become a homeowner, or if you are a homeowner already, but maybe you want to refinance your mortgage, or perhaps upgrade to a new home, it's super important to get your credit into great shape first so you get the cheapest mortgage possible. That's a topic that we cover in depth in my new course, Build Better Credit, the Ultimate Credit Score Repair Guide. I know many of you want to build your credit and get all the money-saving benefits that come with it, like finally getting approved for a more affordable, low-interest mortgage or credit card. In Build Better Credit, you'll learn all the tips, hacks and systems to follow to improve your credit quickly. So if you want to radically improve your credit, I want to help you. Join students who are learning at their own pace, have lifetime access to the lessons and resources, and are transforming their financial lives. The sooner you get started, the sooner you'll have more money left over at the end of the month to finally get ahead and know that you're on the right path. To learn more, text CREDIT COURSE with no space to the number 33444 or visit lauradadams.com and I'll send you an email with a link for 60% off so you can get that discount for a limited time. I hope to see you in class. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna. To keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale. Even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch. When it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.